This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2274. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 19th, Algeria, Austria, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Cyprus, Europe, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Iran, Mali, Netherlands, Niger, North America, Oklahoma, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sweden, Syria, Tajikistan, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Zambia, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Lots of special holiday programs are scheduled, meaning you have to tune in on a certain date at a certain time on a certain frequency. It's not something that's on every day or every week. Fortunately, Alan Rowe in England has compiled a comprehensive schedule by date and time of such programming through January 1st. It's at this easy-to-remember URL, tinyurl.com/shortwaveprograms, all one word, spelt either way. Many of them are from European stations, even low power. All times, of course, always coordinated universal time. I'll mention as many as I can, mixed in with our other news this week. Starting with another report of when English was unpredictably heard from Ifriqiya FM, Algeria. Manuel Mendes in Spain reports on Sunday, December 15th, an English segment at 0830 to 0840 on 15160 and 17600. As the Austrian shortwave site at Mostbrunn is about to be closed down forever at the end of the year, there's lots of special programming there, including on Thursday, December 26th, 100-kilowatt transmissions of several hours of broadcasts on 6070. Or in this case, it's not Channel 292 on that frequency, but Mostbrunn with 100 kilowatts. Here's the schedule at 09, Radio DARC. At 10, SM Radio Dessau. At 11 to 11.30, Radio Klein Paris. At 11.30 to 12, FM Compact. At 12 to 13, Jake FM. At 13, Decade AM. At 14, Radio Power Rumpel. And at 15 to 16, Jazz AM. On December 16th, between 01 and 02 UT, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany measured some Brazilian stations precisely to three decimal places, of course, subject to variation. Here they are. Radio Voz Missionaria, 5939.685, 9665.029, and 11749.816. Radio Inconfidência, 6009.963. Radio 9 de Julho, São Paulo, 9818.592. This is at 0204 UT. And Radio Brasil Central, 11815.007. I've been able to monitor several of those Canadian medium wave beacons, confirming that not all of them have yet been decommissioned. This is generally between 07 and 08 UT when I typically tune around. There's a dash and the call sign repeated over and over in CW. On 300 kilohertz YIV at Island Lake, Manitoba. On 353 PG at Portage-la-Prairie, Manitoba. On 328 YTL, Pickle Lake, Ontario. And of course the one most often heard here on 346 YXL, Sioux Lookout, Ontario. Except for PG, these run much more power than the typical U.S. beacon of only 25 watts. And I've noticed that Trenton Military, with aeronautical weather, is still confused about what time it is. They automatically announce the time 1 hour earlier than it really is by Zulu, on 15034 USB or at night 6754. This happened December 18th when I tuned at 1550 and they called it 1450. About the only signs of Cuba we're now hearing on shortwave are Radio Rebelde on 5025. Sometimes it's missing, and when it is on, it's unusually weak. They must not be running the previous power level. And as for Radio Havana, Cuba, I did hear 15230 with dead air, December 13th at 1555. The only sign of RHC lately, not even on 6000 in our evenings. Cyprus In the British CS Club, Alan Pennington quotes BBC World Service on Twitter, December 13th, they say, audiences in Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank can now tune in to BBC News on medium waves 639 and 720 every day from 06 to 730 GMT and 13 to 1930 for the latest updates and more. Of course, our longtime frequencies from Cyprus, which I think may not have been so active lately. These broadcasts are alternating English and Arabic. For example, English at 1730, Arabic at 1800. And Chris Greenway says, at 1840 GMT, it's a relay of the audio of BBC Arabic television. Filed under Europe, since we're not sure it's really from Netherlands, Free Radio Service Holland. Holiday season broadcasts, Sunday, December 22nd, on 7700, 9300, 5940, and 5840. Between these precise hours, 0852 to 1405 UT. Possibility of a second run starting over at 1405. All familiar voices, Mike, Dave, Jan, Bert, and Peter, and seasonal December jingles. A beautiful atmosphere, they say, matching the festive December month, and great music from the past 60 years. The day calendar and DX News. And then on Christmas Day, December 25th, a complete broadcast from the 22nd will be most likely repeated on 5840, or somewhere close to that, starting at 1652 UT until 2205. Furthermore, for the benefit of listeners transatlantic in North and South America, they'll repeat the repeat again, that is, until around 03 UT, the early morning of Boxing Day, December 26th. In case of any changes, check the website frsholland.nl. From Andy at our affiliate, shortwaveradio.de via Kari Kallio, a special 4 to 5 hour Radio Victoria revival on 6160. But shown here is 4 hours starting at 09 UT on these dates, December 26th, 31st, and January 1st. More about this from SW Elling Post. Radio Victoria, an independent shortwave music station sponsored by a former member of the Victoria Listeners Club. Now back on shortwave with a revival broadcast of the 4-hour annual hit parade from 1984 and station operator Roger Kirk, who died in 2012. This once broadcast on Radio Milano International in the 41-meter band. 23rd of December 1964 is the date offshore Wonderful Radio London, Big L, launched from the MB Galaxy. A 60th anniversary broadcast has been announced. Via Allen Rowe, they say it'll be on Sunday, December 22nd at 18 to 24, and Monday the 23rd at 19 to 24, that is a total of 11 hours, over Channel 292. 9670 and at times on 3955 and 6070. Full details at bigradiolondon.co.uk. Actually, Alan Pennington in the British CS Club has more exact details of this. On Sunday the 22nd, it's at 22 to midnight on 3955 and 18 to 24 on 6070 and 9670. And on Monday the 23rd, it's 22 to 24 on 3955. 21 to 24 on 6070, and 19 to 24 on 9670. The annual broadcast on Christmas Eve for German seafarers around the world, Gruß an Bord, is Tuesday, 24 December, between 18 and 21 UT via high-power transmitters at several different sites. Via Mike Barraclough, they are 6030 Issoudun, France, 6080 Tashkent, Uzbekistan, 9635 and 13830 now in Germany, 11650 Issoudun, and even WRMI 15770. Here's something unusual, a DRM broadcast in Portuguese for Brazil from KTWR in Guam on Christmas Day, 10 to 1030 UT on 15400. This comes from the station blog via AER in Spain. They say listeners in Brazil have been requesting this, and now it may be a good time to try it along the gray line. That is, they are almost on opposite sides of the world. Here's another observation of an English quarter hour inserted into the French broadcast of All India Radio or Akashvani, as heard by Ken Zichy in Michigan in the Mare tip sheet. Spotlight in English aired on 9620 between 2003 and 2018 UT on December 8th. And that was a Sunday. Both Saharis Liangas and Ron Howard, listening to a remote in Australia, heard RRI Nabiri, Indonesia, on 7289.93. Ron says it went off the air at 0906 after an Islamic segment. On December 18th, Victor Gunadilika in Sri Lanka noted that the Voice of Indonesia had a much stronger signal than ever before on 4755. Time not given, but there is English at 10 and 13. News from RFERL, December 14th. Iranian-American journalist Reza Valizadeh has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran. An Iranian court sentenced him, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen and former journalist for Radio Farda, to 10 years on charges of collaborating with a hostile government. He had resigned from Radio Farda in November 2022 after a decade of work, returned to Iran in early 2024 to visit his family, but was arrested on September 22nd. And 2 days later, on December 16th, VOA News also had a story about this. You could look either of them up. It's titled, U.S. Condemns Iran's Prison Sentence for Former Radio Farda Journalist. Valizadeh is the first U.S. citizen known to have been arrested since the prisoner swap deal in September 2023. Manuel Mendes in Spain reconfirms that few minutes every week in English from Radio Mali Bamako. It's on Saturdays. This was heard December 14th at 1850 until 1900 on 5995. It's called English Magazine and preceded and followed by African Songs. Netherlands from DX Magazine of WWDXC, Siegbert Gerhard and Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener report about Radio Casanova International, 6020. Every Saturday and Sunday from 07UT, DJ Ludwig brings the coffee time on the station with around 500 watts, a colorful and fun mix of music, and offers different beautiful EQSL cards. It's been on shortwave since 1999. Also reported, among others, in the Netherlands by Manuel Mendes. Sunday, December 15th at 0716 on 6020, and he says it was in Dutch, but promoting love and peace all over Europe. Other Netherlands stations he reported, 5955, Radio Veronica, December 15th at 0556 to 737, with pop songs in English, oldies. On 6130, Radio Europe in Alphen, 1943 to 2003 on December 14th, techno-pop songs in English. And on 6140, Radio Onda, Bokulo, December 15th at 0618 to 0805, songs in French and IDs in French. And also classical music. Via Mike Cooper and AFP story via France 24, December 13th. Niger Junta suspends BBC for 3 months, joining a growing list of Western media sanctioned by military juntas in the Sahel. The ban accuses BBC of airing erroneous information likely to destabilize social peace and undermine the morale of the troops fighting jihadists. Besides the BBC, two French broadcasters were already banned since August 2023, RFI and France 24. Similar things have been happening in neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali. At many different checks, I continue to detect a barely audible carrier on 11529.9, no doubt that North American pirate Hikari FM. Ron Howard was hearing it somewhat better than usual at midnight 20 UT December 19th via remote in southern Alberta with easy-listening Japanese songs. Here in Enid, Oklahoma, I continue to hear music on 1670 kHz. It's relaying the webcasting service and IDing as such, Virtual DJ Radio. The signal is strongest at the intersection of US 81 and US 412. And as of December 18th, the signal was stronger. I could even hear it in downtown Enid. And audible only in downtown Enid is an FM pirate on 95.1, now playing mostly Xmas MX. At first, I thought it was the CP on the air of a legal station, KOKJLP, on that frequency. But I heard from the person behind it, and he says it's not yet on the air. So this must be a pirate which has coincidentally chosen that frequency. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 2274. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Voluntary financial support, very much appreciated, by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, too, WORADIO@yahoo.com. From the current print publication, Radio Broadcasting in Russian, via Rusty X, about Radio Russia's transmissions on medium wave. Kaliningrad is never mentioned, but I think that's where these are from. That's the detached part of Russia on the Baltic. Power is 100 kilowatts, except in one case, 600. And these are omnidirectional. At 07 to 08, 549. At 8 to 9, 1143. At 14 to 15, 549. And 1143. And 16 to 17 UT, 1143. And at 17 to 18, 549 is directional, with 600 kilowatts. It's also 600 kilowatts, but non-directional, at 11 to 12. Also, there's a megawatt transmission from Pridnestrovia on 999 between 1600 and 2030. The times are irregular, as these are tests. Furthermore, the program Vesti FM is also on AM, 1413 kilohertz, with 500 kilowatts between 03 and 21 UT. Directional signal at 80 degrees from Pridnestrovia. Monitoring of 5020 SIBC Solomon Islands by Ron Howard using a remote in New South Wales. December 18th, extended broadcast, usually just plays non-stop music. However, on December 18th, they did have some announcers with good wishes for Merry Xmas. From 1413 past 1505 UT. However, on December 19th, SIBC was off the air, possibly due to a power outage, and back on the air at 0855. Via Rolf Bender news that SAQ, the VLF station in Sweden, on 17.2 kHz, will have another special broadcast on Christmas Eve morning, December 24th. The tube live stream begins at 0725 UT. They start up the Alexanderson alternator at 0730, and the Christmas message airs at 0800. If you actually hear it on VLF, reports may be sent via their web form on their website for the special QSL. It's www.alexander.n.se. Their ham station will also be active that day on 80, 40, and 20 meters, SK6SAQ. Now filed under Syria, but only remotely possible, from Andre Stradenberg in South Africa. On 15095 at 1510 UT, December 19th, he heard a station in Arabic, where there was none before. He could not make out an ID, but wonders if it could possibly be Syria, as that frequency was used by Radio Damascus 10 years ago. It would be interesting if the new regime restarted shortwave on that frequency, but it's probably something else. Oh, a possible ID he heard was Radio Mahin, which would be Radio Strong. In the NASA flash sheet, Rufus W. Perry in Illinois has been monitoring Tajikistan on 7245. Of course, there are lots of relays of other stations via Tajikistan, but this is actually their own service, seldom reported, as Ovozi Tajik, or Radio Voice of Tajik, via Dushanbe. This was December 14th at 0310 with a poor signal. Middle East-flavored folk music. Much better reception via the remote in Qatar. And they have a live stream at vot.tj/en. They translate the station name in English, alternately as Voice of Tajik Radio or Voice of Tajikistan. And in fact, one of the relays via Tajikistan, or is it via Tashkent, that's not clear, is Voice of Tibet. Ralph Perry also reports that on 9864, an open carrier at 1259, opening at 1300, in Tibetan. Orchestral theme at 1301, December 13th. Apparently a newscast. There was an irritating audio tone, not a het, starting at 1303. That may be a jammer, but avoided by tuning to the low side. And he says, like clockwork, they jettisoned the first frequency as expected at 1306. And eventually I found them on 9873.99. Just moments later at 1313, they jumped to the next frequency, 9885.99. Yes, that's typical behavior for Voice of Tibet, supposedly to confuse jammers as well as their listeners. and another Tibet Non reported by Ralph Perry on 15215 FEBC Radio carries the Christian program Gawelon Tibetan Radio, transmitted here from UAE. A good signal, December 10th at 12:25. But they were about to sign off with What a Friend We Have in Jesus until 12:30. These are produced in India, and he says they've been a great verifier, sending a packet by physical mail, including postcards and souvenirs of Tibet, for reports to this address, info@gawelon.com. This schedule at 12 to 12:30 via UAE is only on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Tony Pavic of Pop Shop Radio has news about RNEI, Radio Northern Europe International. They have plans for a special Christmas Day broadcast. They're subject to change, but this was what was expected. At 14 to 16 on 9600, 16 to 17, 5880, 17 to 18, 3955. All 125 kilowatts from Wooferton, UK, beamed eastward to Europe. And Tony says we at Pop Shop Radio will have two segments during the broadcast, a 7.5-minute bit featuring Canadian artist Susan Aglukark, and a 30-minute segment called A Very Canadian Christmas, the exact times not yet known. Trump's choice of Arizona election denier Carrie Lake to head the Voice of America has led to a lot more press over the following week, as well as discussion in our group. Via David Cole, Politico.com, on December 12th, headlined, Now She's the World's Problem. Some Arizona Republicans Relieved. Lake is heading to Washington. A GOP strategist in Arizona, Barrett Morrison, says, When you're a two-time loser and you did worse the second time around, that's a clue that maybe the voters don't want you. Lake says, Under my leadership, the VOA will excel in its mission, chronicling America's achievements worldwide. By the way, last week I assumed she'd also claimed to have won this year's Senate race in Arizona, but this story says she did not. Via Mike Cooper, see the New York Times of December 12th, headline, Trump chooses Carrie Lake to lead Voice of America. Also via Mike Cooper in the Washington Post, December 12th, Trump wants prominent election denier Carrie Lake to run Voice of America. Also via Mike, USA Today, December 14th. Trump does not have the power to install her atop that federal agency. This has to go through a USAGM advisory board with 7 seats, 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and the Secretary of State. If she gets the job, it isn't going to be in charge any time soon. She may act as if the job is already hers, just as she cosplayed being a shadow governor, but the law is the law. A transformer exploded at WRMI at 0415 UT Sunday, December 15th. Putting many of them off the air, and then there was also a power failure. It took a few days for Florida Power and Light to get everything fixed. Meanwhile, their transmissions were very much curtailed. One could follow what was going on by posts at WRMI's favorite outlet, Facebook. I've noticed that at least 2 of WWCR's signals are very dirty, possibly because they're also very strong here, 5890 and 5935. They're accompanied by a horrible spur field of varying carrier peak signals and squeals out at least plus or minus 10 or even 15 kilohertz. That abuts 5920 for WTWW and 5950 for WRMI. And Rick Barton in Arizona reports that 15825 WWCR, December 16th at 1820, a religious lecture was being played at the wrong speed, making it sound like HAL 9000's final moments in 2001. USA Non, Texas Radio Shortwave, plans a big broadcast for UT December 25th, Christmas Eve in North America, 0300, on 11900, 250 kilowatts from Wooverton, aimed toward North America. Other broadcasts later on Christmas Day via Channel 292 at 11 UT on 6070, at 14 9670, and at 18 3955. As we mentioned last week, WZON 620 in Bangor, Maine, is closing down at the end of the year, but a DX test has been graciously agreed to. Before they leave the air, it's on Sunday, December 22nd at 1 a.m. Eastern or 0600 UT. The determination of the duration not yet known. This news originated with the MWDX Slack group arranged by David Pete Old Town, Maine. Some comments by Steve Johnston, WD8, DAS, about first responders urging Congress to advance the AM radio bill. Suggestions that stations ignore the emergency alert system do not match my experience. In my work and visits in over 100 AM, FM, and TV stations, I've only found one that was not taking EAS seriously, and when I pointed out the issue to ownership and management, they corrected it quickly. The EAS program is functional and effective in most areas. Listeners in regions of the U.S. prone to weather emergencies will know that the EAS alerts are being aired. The integration of the National Weather Service in broadcast EAS is strong. The weakest point in the EAS system is usually hit-and-miss alert origination from emergency management agencies. State systems are usually more reliable, but not as likely to be activated for a real emergency. On the subject of AM radios and cars, I am more concerned that companies are not controlling their radio noise emissions. Companies wanting to stop offering AM receivers in certain vehicles is a symptom of the more important issue of excessive noise from those vehicles. And this noise impacts the listeners in other cars, houses, businesses, and it not only bothers AM, it also impacts FM and the other services, even making the in-car Wi-Fi and Bluetooth less effective. AM is just a service that lets you hear the interference. Bill Telford replies, "All that is true enough, but it might also become academic in the fullness of time. If Purdue's experiment with electrified roadways works, my gut tells me it might eventually be game over anyway," and refers us to a news release from Purdue.edu's newsroom titled, "Building the First Highway Segment in the U.S. That Can Charge Electric Vehicles, Big and Small, as They Drive." It's a few-mile stretch somewhere in Indiana near Purdue. The 7.3 earthquake in Vanuatu also knocked Radio Vanuatu off the air, December 17th, about 0147 UT. We were no longer hearing it on 9960 or its other frequencies. However, 9960 was back on the air by December 19th. Ron Howard first reported via remote in New Zealand at 0436, and Chuck Albertson in Seattle at 0531, and Zaharias Youngus in Greece at 0656. However, they were gone again after 0700. I checked at 0730 and there was no signal on any of their frequencies, and Ron Howard agrees. The other main frequencies to check are 2485, 3945, 5040, or 7260. Finally, Ron Howard laments that checking for Zanzibar 6015 and Zambia 5915, confirming their long-standing silence. "It seems I will be unable to hear my favorite African Happy Christmas, Happy New Year song that was formerly played frequently in late December." Propagation outlook from SWPC issued December 16th. Geomagnetic field expected to be mostly quiet until January 4th. Then ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 on January 5th, 12 and 4 on the 10th. Solar flux entirely below 200, peaking at 185 December 28th and 29th, and down to 160 by January 7th and 8th. However, isolated active to G1 minor storm levels could be reached with any unforeseen CME activity. Consult our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. With my best holiday wishes and many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week, as I conclude this World of Radio number 2274 with a standard disclaimer.